WrestleWay is GameSpot's wrestling podcast, both wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship. Here, hiking, heroism, hunting. I'm 40 for 40. Matt Elfring with me as always, 40 for 40 Dark Order member Chris Hanner. Chris, hi.
Join the Dark Order, Matt. JoinDarkOrder.com. Triple H says hello. We had a meeting yesterday over Zoom, and he just wanted me to pass along that he thinks you're doing great work.
Oh, good. That's great. Tell him I say thanks.
He did hint at the possibility of a bigger financial investment from Dog Dad Lawyer in the product. No details on what that means. But I will say, Lord Pumpernickel pointed out, like, texted me while listening to last week's episode to say they really enjoyed Dog Dad Lawyer's commercial, which was weird because I was like, but what about the rest of the podcast? And they said, I really enjoyed the Dog Dad Lawyer commercial.
Hey, DDL, Lord Pumpernickel really enjoyed your ad the other day.
Oh, tell him I said that's great. I'm gonna finish these pancakes I'm making for our lunch.
All right.
He makes you lunch?
Oh, he lives here now.
He lives in your inn. Is he a failed lawyer? Like, what's going on? Why can't he afford a place?
He got
did he buy your house?
No. His rent went up a lot and he needed a place to stay. So I let him stay here while he gets a new place that he's building. He's building a new house.
Do Clarence and Ruby get along?
Yeah. Ruby Soho and Clarence get along fine. Clarence is a little bit older and ornery, but like, he's a sweetheart.
Okay.
I like Clarence a lot. So like, I may not enjoy everything Dog Dad Lawyer does, but everything he said about his dog is 100% true. He's a lovable pup.
Who do you like more, the dog or the lawyer?
Oh, Clarence.
Okay. But I bet he would say the same thing.
I don't think he likes me. He puts up with me. Well, but like, I'm also doing a nice thing by letting him stay here. Anyway.
That's true. I wish you all of the luck in this horrible situation you found yourself in.
Did you ask when you talked to Triple H, did you say time to play the game to him?
I did actually, Matt, because I remembered our conversation and I was kind of shocked by his answer.
What did he say?
He said,
he didn't spit water everywhere?
No, he did his best Lemmy impersonation and went,
oh, boy.
It was very strange. It made me spit my water out, though, which like maybe that was the goal. He also said, I'm now the 16-time world champion.
Congratulations on that. You're making such great history.
I didn't get a belt.
No?
No. Like, I have no belt. I have plenty of Jar Jar Binks toys, but that's not
true.
A belt.
That's a lot. We have one item on the menu today. It's a delectable item. It's tasty. I would say it's a special. It's one of our specialist specials.
I will say this, Matt. Yeah. If you go to some restaurants with a more peculiar menu of items, you might be able to order, say, rattlesnake sausage or just rattlesnake. Yes. Like, people eat snakes. Snakes are food. Not this snake, though.
No, not this.
This snake is a man.
If you eat this snake, it's cannibalism, and that's a taboo.
That's right. Today, we're interviewing AEW superstar and potential member of the factory, if he listens to my advice, Serpentico, King Serpentico, aka the CEO of Snake Man Industries.
What a time to be alive. We have had people that run wrestling. Recently we had Billy Corgan on, the president.
We have had Billy Corgan, the president of Smashing Pumpkins, come on to talk about the NWA.
We had Court Bauer, the president of MLW.
We had Court Bauer, the president of Twitter, come on to talk about MLW. We had Adam Cole, the president of Bay Bay, come on and talk about not owning AEW.
Yeah, he just comes on once a month. But this time, we're getting a CEO. President, CEO.
And I'll tell you what, it sounds like a good gig.
It does. It sounds great.
Like, he walks us through a bit of it. And I'm going to say, it sounds like a good gig. Full disclosure, Serpentico is, of course, fully masked under the Serpentico hood throughout the interview, even if we joke about that not being the case, because that would be silly.
I bet you, like, is that his skin? Is the mask actually his skin?
Well, Matt, as you know, I'm still not convinced that Serpentico isn't just Sammy Guevara in a mask.
And we talk about this as well.
We talk about this as well. He claims it's not. He claims that he is not Sammy Guevara, but he's wearing a mask. So, like, how am I supposed to know for sure?
Yeah. Anyways, enjoy this interview, and we'll be back in a few. By a few, I mean at the end of the episode.
Because yeah. Like,
the whole thing.
Like, 40.
Hey, friends. Very, very special guest this week. It's always a special guest here on Wrestle Buddies, but... he called us out on Twitter, not Wrestle Buddies, but GameSpot, and we represent GameSpot, obviously. Called us out on Twitter to talk to him about his new venture. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Serpentico. How are you, sir?
Hey, hello, friends. How is everyone doing today?
Wonderful, really. It's Friday, but behind
me. No, you're breaking the wall.
I'm sorry. Tell them. Whatever. The episode comes out next Thursday. Who cares? It's Friday. We're relaxing a bit. Like, honestly, if we had like cocktails right now, that would be cool. But, you know, I'm doing okay.
I don't want to drink. My boss is a real, real butt.
You're fired.
Well, this just got really awkward for me. Now what do I do?
Hey, Serpentico, if you're looking for a second gig as an entertainment journalist... I happen to know a place.
You get to take over my very long galleries about horror movies. Enjoy.
But no, we're good. How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good, coming off a few days of lots of traveling and landing on my head and stuff, but enjoying my time at home until good old All Out Week, which starts very soon. So I'm very excited for that. And enjoying the Florida sunshine, aka the storm, the raging storm that's happening right outside my window as we speak.
Man, you and me both. It sure is something.
Let's talk about your latest venture, your biggest venture in life. You've been made CEO of Snake Man Industries. What are your plans for Snake Man Industries in the immediate future? I'm an investor, so I want to know.
My immediate goal is to take the company global. I might even go public.
Ooh.
I might take the company public, make everyone $1 billion, and then just retire to Hawaii or something. I'm not sure. You know, I am looking for some help. You know, it's a lot for a CEO to take on by himself. But you know what? If anyone wants to drop me a line on my email, and I'll go ahead and just start reading resumes just all day today.
I believe your email is CEO of Snake Man Industries Serpentico. You need a job.com. There's not even an ad symbol
at AOL.com. Very old school.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Show that tells me you have a long history on the internet and are thus and are absolutely trustworthy.
I was raised essentially on the internet, so yeah, I'm totally trustworthy. It's fine. Yeah.
It's a real person.
You understand the age-old adage. If you read it online, it has to be true.
It's 1,000% true, which is why every time something posted about me, I'm like, you know what? I lean into it. I'm like, you're correct. That's actually exactly what happened.
Perfect. I'm very curious. Was there a previous CEO of Snake Man Industries?
No, it wasn't. The company just formed by itself, you know. I akin to Skynet, you know, got sentient, got, you know, started having feelings all by itself, really weird. And you know, I just took the reins over. Someone has to control the good company name and be able to grow this company as I see fit. And the only person can do it is, you know, the one behind the name, which is me.
I get that. That makes a lot of sense. And honestly, I'm glad you're there to sort of keep it in check, because I don't know if you've seen some of these other movies, but like Skynet does not go well.
Doesn't go well, right? So you need someone pressing the buttons, right?
Sure, dude.
That's essentially my job. I just press, you know, enter. It's pretty easy so far, you know. So
that's a pretty cush gig.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I do not recommend you do entertainment journalism. That sounds way better. I might quit and become a CEO.
Oh, nice.
you mentioned online that your eighth grade math teacher called you lazy. Now, yes. Have you contacted them to rub it in their face that you're CEO?
Wait, is this so true?
It is very true. Yes, I was at this. So everything I say on the internet, partly there's a reason why, right? There is this part of it has to be true. That part definitely is true. I did have an eighth grade math teacher who once said, you know, there's two types of people in this world, you know, people who do things and, you know, make the world move, And then there's you. I'm like, wow, that makes you look great.
That's terrible.
Literally what he said. I'm like, all right, well, I take it to that he doesn't really like me. And I think he thinks I'm lazy, which maybe back then, I don't know, maybe I was. I just, math wasn't my jam in school. And I just barely coasted by. I was great at other subjects. Math, like, all right, I'll figure it out. You know, I know how to work a microwave. I'll be okay.
But like, who, what eighth grader is so over the top in love with math that their teacher's like, you're going to be something one day?
He was extremely disappointed. And I don't know what he's up to these days. I hope he has the internet, and I hope he sees me landing on my head and going, hey, that doesn't seem like a lazy guy to me, because he lands on his head a lot.
Oh, man. I hope his kids love AEW. Wait a minute. You taught him? That's so cool.
Yep, that's me, the lazy guy in math.
I once had a freshman English teacher, first of all, fail me. Second of all, told me I would never make it as a writer. And like, there's something in my back of my head, I'm like, man, I would love to rub it in, but it's not worth it.
Well, see, much like him in eighth grade, you're just too lazy to do it.
Too lazy. see, Matt, the difference between you and me is I would, if I had the means to find my eighth grade math teacher, I would probably go and just, you know, show up to an open house at school and go, hey, remember me? They're not going to remember me, obviously. You know, it was a long ass time ago, and I wear a mask now. So it's going to be really awkward. Go, hey, remember me? It's like, no, not really. Yeah, well, I definitely remembered you.
And I'm assuming you travel exclusively with Luther. So it would be really weird for the two of you in your full ring gear to show up to a school's open house.
And he's extremely intimidating as it is, you know, absolutely. Just walking down the hallway, just punching lockers. Yeah. Like, let's not be on the news. That's fine.
So obviously, Wink, you are wearing a mask right now in front of our very eyes. We can't see your face.
I sure am. Absolutely.
We've never seen beneath the mask, except there was this one moment on AEW Dynamite, I believe. Uh-huh. I believe it was Dynamite when you took the mask off and underneath was Sammy Guevara. I'm of the belief that your line in the sand is that was not you. That was Sammy Guevara.
That was definitely not me. I remember the day like it was yesterday. I get a text on my phone say, hey, good job, from friends. Hey, you're on TV. I'm like, wow, that's great, guys. What am I doing on TV? So you take your mask off. You're helping Chris Jericho. I'm like, I'm not, but okay. Thanks. I'll believe you. And then it turns out I look out into the arena. You know, this is a pandemic days in Jacksonville. And I look, I'm like, oh, it's just Sammy in my gear. No biggie, it's fine. It has before, it's fine.
I will say,
someone just stole my gear. I'm just fine.
So I'm the type of wrestler where I not messy, but I do tend to open my bag and just, you know, just start. All right, I need this. I'll take this out. I need this for later. And then I get distracted by a billion things you have to do throughout the day, and then I forget where I put half my stuff.
That's fair. I will say, as I watch that unfold on television, I was so sad because I was like, don't do this to Serpentico. He's not a Jericho appreciation society type of guy. Get out of here. I was at a set of dark tapings, I think a little over a month ago. Yeah. And it seemed to be, it was 4 hours of QT Marshall trying to convince you to join the factory. By the end of it, I was convinced you should have done it because, like, A, that is a free pass to wear all kinds of really cool bowling shirts.
True.
And B, you know, they could use a star of your caliber to sort of lift them up.
They can use a star as handsome and strong as me. Absolutely. You know?
Absolutely.
Say what you want about Cole Carter, but well, I think he's hideous. He's just not good looking at all. So no. They can just kick him out, bring me in. It's fine. It's basically the same thing, except I'm, you know, just what, half an inch shorter? Come on.
And I would say, you know, roughly 16,000% more talented.
1,000%.
Like
16,000. Easily. Whatever number you said is way better than what I said. And I already have blue colored gear. So I'm I was lazy in math class, so I'm not very good numbers, but at least I'm halfway in, right?
I would think so.
All you need is gear work. And a bowling shirt.
Yeah,
I have one of the. Well, I have already gear. I just need a bowling shirt. Half and half. It's fine.
And honestly, like, if you have the blue gear already, it's super easy to just slap a bunch of factory stickers all over it.
That's it. Just a big old F on my mask. Just right here. Replace the S with an F and we're good.
Speaking of the S on your mask, you've said that it stands for Nyla Rose sucks.
That is 100% also true.
What is it about Nyla Rose that you do not like?
Okay, so this actually goes back to, again, Jacksonville, Daly's place. A live dynamite. I was actually sitting watching the show in the back, not even dressed, and I get a text maybe half an hour.
You were naked backstage. Go on.
Just the mask. And just my knee high socks. You know.
Oh yeah. Oh, they're tasteful.
Yeah. I get it. So by the way, I do have my knee high socks have my dog's faces on them. That's how I go out to wrestle with my dog's faces on my socks. It's great.
That's so cool. That's wonderful.
The most expensive pair of socks I own and the ones that I would never trade for anything.
Fantastic. I love it.
So back to Jacksonville. So I'm watching the show in the back and I get a text saying, hey, you're needed. Again, you needed on, you know, the next segment, you know, in 20 minutes. Please get dressed. Like, oh, it'd be terrible if someone just stole my gear right now and I couldn't wear it. No, I'm fine. All right. So put my gear on. And it happens to be a Britt Baker celebration. Where it was me, Luther, Nyla, Vicky. We're all having a party for Britt. And we had a bunch of hamburgers.
Sounds great so far.
To the ring. We have two stanchions of hamburgers brought to the ring. And before like the actual segment was over, Nyla Rose had destroyed all these hamburgers. And me and Luther, we're growing, hungry, healthy boys. We just want to eat. And she literally... Go back. I forgot what episode, what this is, but she had destroyed all these hamburgers. And since that day... Me and her have had this long-standing feud over hamburgers that she destroyed and I couldn't eat. And now we're mortal enemies. So, you know,
I will say,
as you do,
I will say, I feel I'm on your side of this beat.
Thank you.
You are right.
Thank you.
Don't waste good hamburgers.
Perfectly good hamburgers. Some of you had cheese.
Come on. Cheeseburgers paid the price for Nyla Rose's temper. Get out of here.
I remember tweeting about it the next day, you know, saying, hey, good morning to everyone except people who ruin perfectly good hamburgers. And she took offense to that. And since that day, we've had this, you know, blood feud.
I guess next time Nyla comes on, we've got to bring this up. Yeah.
Please bring it up. And please ask a reminder about what my mask stands for.
Yes. I will also make sure she knows we are not on her side.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely not.
I don't think we should like attack the person we're interviewing right off the bat.
Well, Matt,
as the CEO of a Snake Man Industries, I give it the okay to do it. It's fine.
Oh, well, there we go.
There you go.
Perfect.
Free pass.
Speaking of some of your hobbies, I want to know what airports have the best and worst looking carpets?
Well, here's the thing. Me and the Orlando airport are now best friends. They just gifted me some airport socks.
Did they really?
I landed from Canada last Sunday and they actually had a gift basket waiting for me. And in there had a bunch of trinkets from the airport and it had airport print carpet socks.
Whoa.
So I love
the Orlando airport carpet. Let's go.
By default, Orlando has the best airport carpet on the planet. As for worst, you know, they're all bad. They're all bad. Everywhere I go, every week I take a picture and they're all just, none of them have captured my my interest. They look like they're all just slapped together haphazardly. Just they forgot to order enough. So they just, all right, what do you have? You have a blue and green? Sure, we'll put this together. This looks great. Yeah, sure. And they all look dirty and they're just you know, not appealing to the eye.
I will say, weirdly enough, like I travel through LAX a lot, and LAX has garbage carpet.
Yeah.
But Orlando and Tampa are two airports that for some reason always just look nice. Yeah. Except I will say Orlando, and Matt, I think this came up in another interview recently. Orlando has this weird art installation of like a very unhappy looking traveler
sitting on the floor, surrounded by his
bags. It's so bizarre to me every time, because like the first time I saw it, I thought it was a sort of one of those like in-person art installations where a guy was living in a glass box. But no, it's just this like wax figure that's been there for so long and is never going away. And it makes traveling look miserable because he looks so unhappy.
I've lived in Orlando for roughly maybe, 15, 16 years now. And when I first traveled to Orlando when I was a child, I remember seeing that. And as of last week, it's still there.
It's still there.
It's not decomposing. It's very well kept. For the longest time, I did think it was a person whose job was to clock in and just sit there and look absolutely miserable for hours, which good for you if you could do that.
That's like CEO. That sounds like another really good gig to have.
Great job. Just sit down for 8 hours a day. It's what I do now. I sit here, play video games, and then go to work. It's great.
So this airport carpets thing, I'm very curious. Obviously you document them. Yes. Where did that start from? Is it just because you happen to travel to so many different places?
So I would travel to a lot of airports, but the thing is that I remember one day I was at the Orlando airport and I was grumpy because my flight was delayed like four or five times and it was just storming. I was going to get in super late and I looked down and the carpet just made me angry. I'm like, what is this? This is the worst thing ever. It just, for no reason, just attacking this poor carpet because I was already angry at something else that wasn't even, under anyone's control. Just look at the carpet like this just added to my bad day. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I just went to every airport going, this is the worst. No, this is the worst. No, this is the worst. And now I have my camera roll. My phone is just my dogs and airport carpets. That's it.
And what a full circle journey that now the Orlando one is your favorite because you
became
socks.
Best friends. We became it. Best friends. So, it's something good came out of it.
You've been streaming online. You've been doing the old twitching, yes. Primarily Crash Bandicoot recently. you seem very frustrated.
Listen, I am not a good Souls type player, right? Me and Dark Souls don't get along well. Me and Sekiro don't get along well. Beat Elden Ring, which I was very proud of. My first ever Souls game that I beat, and it took me a while, but I got it. And I kid you not, Crash Bandicoot 4 is just way harder than any Souls game I've ever played. It is insane how bad at a platformer I am. I didn't know how bad I was until I played Crash Bandicoot 4.
Wow. I remember the Crash Bandicoot games. They were not easy. They were like, that was never a franchise that like I could really sink my teeth into. It's so hard and you die so frequently, and that's frustrating on its
own. The thing is, like, I would just sit there idle, just staring at the screen and just die. I'm like, all right, that's par for the course. Great. Okay.
But you'd still put in a 2-hour stream.
So I hate when things beat me. Like, mm-hmm. I gotta get something out of this, right? I can't just play this game and get my ass whooped for 2 hours. So I made it a point just to get to the very first boss and beat that. I'm like, I take that as a victory. I'll never play this game again. But to me, I beat it completely. I'm great. I'm done.
Nice.
Victory is mine.
Speaking of games, I saw you tweet just the other day about the Killer Clowns from Outer Space game. Now, ooh. I am over the freaking moon. Like, when that trailer first started playing, I think it was the opening Gamescom opening night live.
Yes,
it was. And like, just first of all, you see from the studios that made, from the people who made Friday the 13th, the Friday the 13th game is fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. Like,
I love it. I'm excited they're also making a Texas Chainsaw Massacre version of that game. That's great. But when you realize it's a Killer Clowns game, come on, man. Holy cow.
That movie ruined part of my childhood.
Oh, really?
That movie made me terrified of clowns. And now that I said this out loud, I have to be very careful at work because there's somebody who's gonna listen to this and try to pull some shenanigans at work. And I have to be on my toes now. And I regret saying this out loud now.
but like, you're still not a clowns guy then?
Still not a clown guy. And that movie, specifically that movie itself, was the one that made me terrified of clowns, which means I'm definitely going to play this game.
I have to. Maybe if you get to be the clown, it'll help you overcome.
I feel empowered and, I'd be the one, doing all the bad stuff. But man, that movie, I remember watching as a child and regretting it just as soon as you push in the VHS tape and hit play.
That movie
freaked me out about cotton candy for about 10 years.
Oh, wow. Because
I was always expecting to like take a bite of cotton candy and there'd be someone's face behind
me. Yeah.
Thanks to the 80s.
Well, and yeah. And now thanks I don't
ruining my childhood, guys.
Like you're in Orlando. Are you a Halloween Horror Nights guy?
So I am, right? Every year okay. I get the passes and I go a bunch of times at work permitting. I go and I have to buy this year's passes. And if there's a section of the park that has clowns, I just, you know, grab my girlfriend really tight by their hand and just power through it.
that was a thing for me. Like I know they did because I feel lucky that for the past several years, I've been able to do both coasts for Horror Nights.
Nice,
I get to do it again this year. I remember a few years back, they did Killer Clowns here in Orlando. And I had forgotten how creepy that movie was. Cause I watched it when I was a kid, it creeped me the hell out.
Right.
And then I never revisited it for some reason. So then immersing yourself into an entire Killer Clowns haunted maze was so scary. It's so much scarier than I feel like someone like a teenager now would go through that and just be like, this is nothing.
One of these silly clowns. You guys are just big babies. Wow. I can't believe you'd be scared of these giant animatronic clowns. Like, yeah, they're terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know my point of view.
You don't
guy.
Know my life, man.
Oh.
I mean, looking under my bed for at least three or four.
You don't know my childhood, man. I went through some stuff.
80s movies were, I think 80s movies just kind of ruined all of us in general.
I think so.
Because we were allowed to watch them. Like five years old watching like Night of the Demons. Like that should have never happened.
I still have, it's been a few years, but I still have a recurring nightmare involving Freddy Krueger that I've had since the first time I was way too young to see the first Nightmare movie. Like it still pops up because like that stuff, it burns itself into your brain.
It's like, especially when you're that young and impressionable. Yeah.
But that's why we love it.
But that's why it's so good.
Yeah.
And now I try to hide my son from that, who's four. Here's the thing. I put on Backstreet's Back, the Backstreet Boys music video the other day, and it traumatized him for a month. The really? I said the other day, this was a while
I mean,
ago.
I mean, but Matt, there's a lot going on in that video.
I mean, Agent McLean is a werewolf.
I get it.
Why are these men dancing?
They're just dancing so aggressively at me.
Yeah, very aggressively.
turning back to the pro wrestling of it all, what are your immediate goals? Like, what do you want to accomplish in AEW? Like, is obviously you have the team with Luther.
Yeah.
But you also, I've seen you wrestle a number of very good singles matches. Or which side do you like to lean more toward?
I started out as a singles wrestler. I think for the most part, when you start training and do your first few matches, you do start as a singles wrestler, and then you get paired with someone. And then if that takes off, you do that. So I did start off as a singles wrestler, like when I first started out, and then as when I joined AEW as well. Mm-hmm. But I do think as a team, Luther and I have something different to offer the entire tag team like landscape. Our act is completely different than anybody else's, right?
I would agree.
Not every day. Yes, you've seen teams that use each other as weapons, but usually seldom see teams that don't want to be used as weapons and they still use you against your will, right? I think maybe this is done before. I've never seen it before. So that's something that I enjoy doing. I enjoy telling that story. No matter who we wrestle, we kind of interweave that story with everybody. And it's my favorite type of wrestling is just how you tell your stories. Like moves are great. Like all that's great, but it's the moments that make you set yourself apart from everything else. And I want to team with Luther as long as he wants to team with me. Apart from him, you know, throwing me into the wall a couple of times a match. But as far as my immediate goals, this might sound weird. My immediate goal is to just do whatever I can, whether it's big or small, to help this company grow. Because a lot of people forget they've only been in business for what, three and a half years?
Yeah.
Very small amount of time for a company to grow as much as it has. Mm-hmm. Right. And I want to do as much as I can in front of the camera and behind the camera to help it grow even further.
Well, and that's what's interesting is like I do have a question. I want to go back to your beginnings in the industry, but I will say like we were talking before we started recording, we were talking a bit about the video game, how like it's getting, it's like it's come, it's not done, but like it's getting close, it's, and it will be real, coming
right?
out.
You can see it now, right?
You can see it now. You can watch video footage of it, and there are people playing it.
Yes.
A fully formed wrestling video game from a company that's only 3.5 years old seems utterly ridiculous.
Unheard of.
Yeah. I'm thinking of all the promotions that came and left.
Yeah.
Did not ever get anywhere near. Like in this, in theory, we should, like on this timeline, we should have had like a, I don't know if you remember Wrestling Society X on MTV.
Oh, I sure know?
Like we should have a, we should have a Wrestling Society X video game where it's of all course. Like an old, where like there's not even a Lucha Underground game. And that was around for a long time.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
that we got the AEW video game, and it's harkening back to, I feel like most of the modern generation's wrestling game roots. So quickly is very impressive.
It's very impressive, and the game itself looks great. I cannot wait to get my hands on it. So I wrestle, but I'm also a giant video game, you know, fan, and I'll play whenever I can. I cannot wait to play this game. It looks so good. And I will say this, and this will probably be my last jab at Nyla, but I'm probably gonna just beat her with every person on the roster, just out of spite.
I hope you're in this game. I would like to play as you in this game.
That'd be great. We'll see.
but like to harken back to the beginning of your career, did I read correctly that you were first billed? Thank you, Matt. You had to know this was coming. Were you billed under the name Ben Dejo? is this true?
That is actually very true. Not my idea.
What a shock that it was not your idea.
Come on. little backstory. I was originally trained in Puerto Rico by Ricky Banderas / Mil Muertes from Lucha Underground. Mm-hmm. And when I moved to Florida, I continued my training under Bubba and Devon, the Dudley Boys.
Oh, cool.
Right? Not near in Kissimmee, like 20 minutes from my house where I live right now. And I didn't have a gimmick. I just showed up to, I don't know, and I didn't know what gimmicks were. I just knew how to wrestle. So Bubba being, you know, around for so long, and you know, he was running a show with the school, you know, using the students and stuff. And he just looked at me and went, "Huh, what if I call you Ben Dejo?" And I kind of squinted like I am now. I'm like, I don't think that's a great idea, Bubba. My voice would crack in front of him because he's such an intimidating man. I don't know, Bubba, but if you think it's a good idea, sure. The play on words, I actually I found funny, you know. Yeah. And be able to have a first and last name, that means, you know, what it meant, which I don't know if I can cuss on this, but you know, it means I'm asshole.
Yeah. You're fine. I've said far worse on this podcast. Okay, you're right, great. Yeah, I've had to edit out far worse on this podcast. Okay, sweet.
And so that's how that came about. And it just spiraled from there. And, you know, being that I wrestle primarily in Florida, mm-hmm. you can already know, you can already guess how well that name got over, you know, in different cities around this this lovely state.
I can only imagine all of the USA, USA chance against you.
I was a heel 95% of the time, based on the name alone.
Absolutely.
So of course I would just lean into it even more.
I do love that the origin story is, Bubba Ray Dudley named me asshole and said, "Go forth, young child. You're a wrestler now.
Take over the world."
I wish that we were on camera earlier when I was just researching and reading stuff up. And I said that to Chris, and I'm like, this is the funniest thing in the world to me. Like, it's so dumb, but so hilarious at the same time. Yeah,
he sent me the line out of context, and it didn't even have your name attached to it. And I was like, what is this? Is this about Serpentico? Yeah. Like, what's going on over there?
Can you guys imagine how I broke the news to my parents?
Oh, God. I made it, Ma.
Hey, Ma, I made you want to come to this show? Because to this day, she's only been like, I've been wrestling 20 years. She's only been to like 5 shows total. She hates seeing me, you know, get thrown around. And, you know, and she's like, "Oh, I don't want to see you get hurt." I'm like, "All right, that's fine. I respect it. Thank you." But the first time I take her to a show in Florida, And coming to the ring, Bandejo and her little son comes out all proud, you know, telling people to shut up and stuff. And yeah, it was a good time. It was that car ride home was great.
Here's someone I've raised his entire life. I have fed, I've changed his diapers, I walked him to school, and now he's an asshole.
Yeah, this is what he's doing with his life. Great.
But it's fine because now you've grown to become a CEO of a major corporation and a big time global television star.
Exactly. Look at that. Like, talk about rags to riches.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Literally rags to riches.
Take that, eighth grade math teacher.
Yeah. Oh, that's the gimmick I wanted him to see. Hey, I'm named this because of you.
You did this to me. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Well, I'm gonna say thank you very much for coming on and chit-chatting with us.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
Appreciate it. Even though you did directly call us out, but keep calling us out on Twitter. That's fine.
That's the second time you brought this up. Missed him calling out GameSpot. What happened?
Oh, it's just when he was named CEO of Snake Man Industries.
I wanted
someone to talk to you. Oh, I get it.
I wanted people to like see. Yeah, it went on, and I think I also attacked Bloomberg. I think. Yep. Nice. CNN. I don't know. NBC. Very good. I'm not sure. I look it up.
Well, man, I'm glad we beat them to the punch.
You scooped them.
One more, once again, we take CNN down.
That's it.
Record buddies take 2 weeks later.
And I truly hope you are making a good CEO level salary because you deserve it.
I'm doing great. I get to, you know, play video games all day, every day. Mm-hmm. I got my lovely Steam Deck in recently.
Oh, come on. This is what I wanted to wrap up with. Okay.
And I've done for the past, mm-hmm. you know, I think 3 weeks is just sit anywhere I'm at, airport, car, bus, doesn't matter, hotel, venue, just take out this, you know, this giant piece of machinery this and just brick. Have at it.
Now, is the Steam Deck that good?
Love it.
I'm very on the, like, I want it. I love like, it. I have that feeling I'll get it. I'll be like, why did you do this?
I love it. So I've never been a big into PC gaming. I've never had a computer that could run pretty much anything. I've always been like a console type of gamer, but I couldn't pass up having a Steam Deck, you know, a ready-made PC I could just take anywhere and install like this giant Steam library that, you know, exists already, which a lot of games already play perfectly on it. So I'm actually enjoying console level quality games on an airplane, which is so insane to me. It's crazy.
So, okay. Obviously Crash Bandicoot 4 is the big one right now, but what else are you playing?
Right now, I'm replaying all the Batman Arkham games on my Steam Deck, once a year, I go through all of them.
Because they're great.
They're fantastic. And on the go, like, I can play it in an Uber going to, like, my hotel. You can't pass that up.
No.
It's great.
That's fantastic.
That's what's taking up most of my time right now. I've been in a lull after beating Elden Ring. Because mm-hmm. That game is just fantastic, right? So trying to find a game that kind of fills that void is hard, because it just came out of left field for me and I enjoyed it so much. But yeah, I'm also in this little game, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, Persona 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that yes. little tiny that tiny game that's been re-released like 1,000 times, and I keep buying the new every time I get released. I'll purchase it again and again, and I'll buy it again for PC, right? But I never actually beat it, so I'm actually like trying to trek through that. So
nice.
Yeah.
Very That's cool, me and Witcher 3. I own it for like 7 different systems. I've never
also have so I have Witcher 3 for my Xbox. Mm-hmm. I downloaded it for free on PlayStation. And now Same. I got it literally 2 weeks ago on this flash sale on Steam for like $2 or something like that.
And I love it's on my Steam sale. Deck,
and it just sits there. Yep.
It sits there until the day you need to play The Witcher for some reason.
Until I need to play The Witcher, yeah. Exactly.
You could be like somewhere in Detroit or something waiting for a show to begin, and you just want to hang out with Geralt.
That's it.
Like, these things happen.
They do happen. It's very true.
So people want to find you online. Where can they find you, Serpentico?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at King Serpentico, all one word. I also stream on Twitch. I try to every Monday and Tuesday at least before I go to work. Twitch.tv/Serpentico TV. Yeah, you can find me there, chat me up. I'm more active on Twitter than anything else. So hit me up there if you guys want to chat, or drop me a line, or drop me a good Nyla sucks art and I'll retweet it and might put it on a shirt. Who knows?
And also, do yourself a favor. I still have this open. Go to his pro wrestling tee store, because there's lots of really good, fun shirts here. Yeah. I know you dislike, I read this. I know you dislike him, but this John Cruise panda shirt is very good.
Listen, I'll never be the cause of somebody to not make any money. So, hey, you want to upload a shirt? I'll upload a shirt. Put it on my store. No biggie.
It's
not
very, a problem. It's very
good. But giving. All the money goes in my account. So, you know.
There you go.
Sucks to be him. Sucks to be him.
Love it.
There you have it. Now we know everything we've ever needed to know about Snake Man Industries.
Feels good.
It feels great.
I wish he'd give me a job.
You have
like,
a job.
You're... Like Matt, if Serpentico offered us jobs, yeah. Would we leave GameSpot and go work for Snake Man?
It depends. Like, do I have to leave? Do I have to move? Because if so, nope, not going.
No, I think because he's a wrestler, he's constantly on the move. So he's probably fine with people working from wherever they are.
That's true. It depends what my job is. And I want the fanciest of titles.
Okay. Okay.
Because right now I'm just
What if he says he has purchased Wrestle Buddies so we can bring it with us?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do I still get the rights to the t-shirts store that exists that shouldn't exist, but it's there?
No, that's the thing. It's still as illegal as it is now.
Oh man, you guys can't get your Dog Dad Lawyer or SmackDown Hacker shirt.
The Dog Dad Lawyer and the SmackDown Hacker shirts are fine. It's the one with the Wrestle Buddies logos that aren't good.
Oh no. 40 for 40 shirt, you definitely can't buy that. We don't own that.
But you can buy the Dog Dad Lawyer and SmackDown Hacker shirt.
Yeah, those Dog Dad Lawyer shirt's terrible. That's a bad shirt.
Technically, I guess those are like Wrestle Buddies creations and thus prop. Well, SmackDown Hacker is kind of property of WWE, probably.
Yeah. And technically Dog Dad Lawyer existed before he was a character on this show.
Really?
He was on I made him in WWE 2K22 as a joke.
Oh, that's fine. So you made him outside of the podcast. So that is a you creation.
Yes.
And as we all know, I invented Jumpin' Jeff Farmer and Motley Cruz.
Those are definitely you.
Yeah.
We did it. A reminder.
Serpentico. Thank you. Obviously. He is the CEO of Snake Man Industries and the king of AEW. So watch Dynamite, watch Rampage, watch Dark, Dark Elevation.
He's on Dark this past week. So
I saw him wrestle a lot when I went to Dark tapings. I saw him wrestle a lot. I watched him wrestle every member of the Factory.
Good.
And I cheered QT Marshall a lot.
Because you have to.
And Tony Khan was not pleased. But that's fine. That's fine. I just hit the microphone. I'm sorry.
That's fine. We make sure to check out earlier in this week. We did do a episode for predictions for WWE's Clash at the Castle. Mm-hmm. There is no prediction bot on that. So it's just
hardcore critique and journalism.
You guys know this show. We're very silly and we continue that tradition.
Also, it's not hardcore critique and journalism.
I don't think we've ever been like hardcore. Guys, there's 8 million sites out there that hardcore critique wrestling. I'm here to be a silly dum-dum.
RKO out of nowhere.
We get paid to be silly dum-dums on this show.
And I mentioned it in the predictions episode. I'll mention it again. If you want to hang out with Matt and I while we play video games, give me a follow on Twitch. Twitch.tv/HaynerVision. My last name plus the word vision at the end of it, like television, but me. And that's where Matt and I have been playing GM mode on WWE 2K22. Give us a follow on Twitch and you can just watch us make our stupid creations fight each other to the death. Which is kind of fun.
If you're at All Out this weekend, I'll see you there. Well, or if you're listening to this post All Out,
you'll look down on them from on high in your fancy boy suite.
I am going to be in a fancy boy suite because it's free drink and free food. And the ticket cost as much as a regular ticket. Matt, when you have a bunch of people.
Am I remembering correct in that you said you guys are taking a limousine to the show?
Just like we did to Forbidden Door. Here's the thing. You think this is all fancy when you have 10 people doing it. It works out to be cheaper than getting a regular ticket and taking your car out there.
I'm just saying, you're a fancy boy. You're, I mean, to be fair, you are a Chicagoland celebrity.
I guess.
Yeah. You're on Wrestle Buddies.
That's true. I am on Wrestle Buddies.
You're the president of the 40 over 40.
I do run 40 for 40.
Is it 40 for 40 or 40 over 40?
No. Remember, it's 40 for 40. Because it's a ripoff of 30 for 30 from ESPN.
Oh, I thought it was a ripoff, but then we changed it so as not to infringe on the copyright.
I changed it to be more of a ripoff.
Oh, okay. Well, 40 for 40.
Anyway, we will see you guys next week. Chris, any final words?
Does your shirt say 40 for 40 or 40 over 40?
40 for 40.
This whole time I thought it said 40 over 40.
It's 40 for 40, wow. Which it makes it harder to say.
It sure does. Hey,
guy with the dumb car. Anyways, Chris, any final words?
Hey, man, enjoy all out. Enjoy all out.
I will. Thank you.
That's Sunday.
That's this Sunday.
Oh man, I can't wait. Anyway,
all right. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.
Wrestle Buddies is a copywritten GameSpot website podcast. You do not have permission to use anything contained within the episode, or you'll be sued by me, Dog Dad Lawyer. I've got a dog named Clarence. He's a beautiful pug.